You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition. I am your host, Tochnik, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. You know, Carol, every year our Thanksgiving Day edition is always one of the fun ones. I'm looking forward to this chat.
So, yes, now that we've eaten all the turkey and dressing we could possibly eat, it's time to have a fun conversation.
Well, we've had this gentleman on the show before. It's always a fun conversation, no matter whether it's a national holiday or not. Let's welcome back Anthony Rodriguez, co-founder and producing artistic director with Aurora Theater. Anthony, welcome back.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Carol. Thanks for having me.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
So, remind the audience what Aurora Theater is all about.
So, Aurora Theater is a 23-year-old organization. We are located in historic downtown Lawrenceville. We have grown considerably since our humble beginnings. We are now the second largest nonprofit theater in the state of Georgia, producing over 850 events annually, seeing almost 90,000 people, entertaining 20,000 school kids a year. It's a lot.
I can't even fathom 850 events a year.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you know, we might have two children's shows on a Saturday morning, a matinee of a main stage show, a performance of that same show that evening, two shows in the studio theater. And then if it's October, we have a slew of other things that happen in and around that time. So we just...
No.
Churn out programming. Yeah, it's a lot.
Still a lot.
It's a lot. I was on their website looking at, you know, everything going on in December, and I was just, I mean, just wow. I mean, there's like 12 or 15 or probably even more than that.
No, things because going it's a on. Holiday. Just,
we
did that on purpose.
The holiday season is one of our busiest.
Well, it's a day off, so we have a couple hours to talk about all this stuff.
That's right. Well, tell us about your original show. I was impressed to see that Christmas Canteen has been running 23 years.
Yeah, it changes every year. You know, it's sort of like an old holiday Christmas special, Dick Van Dyke or Bob Hope or something like that. And it started very much sort of like a USO review. But then as the years went by, we didn't want to be stuck with just the same musical years to choose from. So we started to expand the show, change the show, rewrite the show. But at its core, it's some comic vignettes and songs put together. You probably wind up hearing like 40 songs throughout the night in just a two-hour show. We have an incredible cast. There's singing, there's dancing, there's comedy. And I think because we change it up every single year, people want to see what we've kept that they loved and what we've added to the show. But people want to have a Christmas tradition. You know, for a lot of our shows, we'll sell two tickets at a time, four tickets at a time. For something like Christmas Canteen, we're selling for an entire family.
Right.
Because they're bringing everybody that's come in from out of town to visit. All of the family come to see the show together. So it's an incredible experience. And we also, years ago, we couldn't figure out how we were going to decorate our facility for the holidays. And we had a volunteer that helped us out and came up with our Christmas tree event that we do every year. And so we have like 20 plus Christmas trees in the theater and that different businesses sponsor. And our patrons bring canned goods or new unwrapped toys to put under the trees. All the toys go to Toys for Tots. All the food goes to Lawrenceville Community Food Bank. And whichever tree has accumulated the most stuff during the holiday season, that's the one that gets the best of the festival.
Nice.
The tree festival. And then we give them a prize.
That's awesome. What a great conversation to have around the holiday season.
I love it.
Good stuff. You know, so we just talked about Christmas Canteen, but obviously you do some other, I hate to say classics because I think Canteen is a classic too, but Christmas Carol and This Wonderful Life. I mean, tell us about those two.
Yeah, so This Wonderful Life is going to be absolutely new for us this year. In the studio, we have two one-person shows. Christmas Carol is one person. It's me.
Oh, wow.
It will be my 12th year doing that production. And then this year we added This Wonderful Life. Local actor Jeremy Aggers will be portraying all of the characters from A Wonderful Life. in that show. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see what Jeremy does with it because he's an exceptional actor.
Mm-hmm.
A one-person show is always,
it's just very an adventure. Intriguing.
Yeah. You know, people are like, aren't you bored after 12 years? I'm like, well, it's different every single year and I get something new out of the story every time. And it puts me in the spirit for the holidays.
Right.
And hopefully I do the same for the audience.
I suspect you do.
Well, tell us about reindeer games. It's a very interesting concept to go to a business or residence with a performance.
Sure.
How does that work?
So, well, I'll tell you, it came out of nowhere. A patron and a sponsor of ours called me out of the blue and said, we're having a holiday party. The entertainment we had planned for canceled.
Ah.
I need something and I need it tonight. And I was like, I don't know how to help you. And so staff got together, our director of sales and marketing, Al Stilo, we all put our heads together and started to discuss what assets we had, what could we possibly do.
Uh-huh.
And so we got some of our apprentices, former and current, together and said, can you guys do a little improv show, sing a few songs, go over to these folks' house, be nice, and see how that goes. And it went really well. So we were like, well, maybe we should actually figure out how this works and send it to people's houses or businesses. So we started about 2 or 3 years ago, and it's fun. So they do different improv games with the guests at the party or the guests at the business, and they sing some songs, and it's just a joyful little holiday experience.
That sounds fun.
That does sound fun. Well, we've had more and more conversations, more and more theaters in this town doing improv. What an exciting trend to see, and to add a little holiday touch to it is
some quite holiday cheer.
Absolutely. All right, Anthony, Carol, and I will return after the short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Anthony Rodriguez with Aurora Theater.
Anthony, I know you program a lot of holiday events for families and children. What can we expect this year?
Well, our Aurora Children's Playhouse will be operating every Saturday in December up until Christmas with shows at 10 and 11:30 a.m. Tickets are only $7
Woo-hoo!
Per person.
Wow.
And so they can catch Cirque Noel, which is a Cirque-style show with a holiday storyline from Acrosphere, Aerial, and Circus Arts. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, a puppet version of that show. North Pole Fa-la-la-la Follies from that puppet guy. He's always a hit every single year we have him. And then at Santa's Missing Mail, another puppetry show that we'll have at the Aurora Theater. We've also got some classes, holiday shows that students can perform in. It is a tuition-based program, but we have it from grades 1 through 5 and 6 through 12. It's on different nights, but if they call the Aurora Theater or check our website, they can find out all about that stuff.
So, yeah. Sounds great. This includes 49-year-old kids?
Yeah. No, Todd, you are in.
I wasn't talking about me. I was just wondering.
No, because you're not 49.
No.
Those programs. Much younger.
Those programs do sound great, though, I have to be honest. So, boy, the state of the world these days, we all need a laugh. I think you have something to offer there, too, yeah?
We do. In our studio theater, we've been offering comedy nights for years, and the holidays are no different. December 28th and December 29th will be our New Year's Eve weekend comedy spectacular with headliner Dan Menghini featuring Jenny Jennings. Both these comics are recognizable film actors as well as part of some of Atlanta's busiest comedians, so we're glad to have them. And January 11th and 12th, we'll have headliner Liz Russo. She's an LA-based comedian and has shared the stage with comic luminaries like Dave Chappelle, Gilbert Gottfried, Christopher Titus, Lisa Lampanelli, Rich Voss, and many, many more. And then, of course, Atlanta's own Dad's Garage will be with us January 18th and 19th.
We just recently had them on the show as well.
Let me assure you, audience, that will be a night.
That will be fun.
Wow, I might have to fly back in for that one. That's going to be good stuff. So you don't do 850 events a year out of your pocket, I suspect. There's probably ways that people can get involved to help you out, to raise some funding, and frankly, to volunteer. It'd just be fun to volunteer at that shop.
Yeah, we have
talk about that.
So much going on. You're right. We have a staff of about 20 and we still can't cover everything. We have to have volunteers and we have a variety of things for them to do, from working at the concession stand, handing out programs, just generally being ambassadors mm-hmm. for the theater for the evening, helping us out in a variety of ways. If they're interested in doing any of that, they can contact the box office and we will put them to work. They can donate through the box office. They can call, they can email. We will do that. And certainly we would appreciate the support. But you know, the holidays aren't about just us receiving. We like to give back. And we have a program that one of our staff members, E.B. Hoyer, our marketing coordinator, put together a few years ago called Need a Little Christmas Giveaway. So we accept nominations from the community, from people who know people who might have some challenges at the holiday, affording dinner or anything like that. So we then will donate to this family a family four-pack of tickets to Christmas Canteen and a gift certificate for dinner on the Lawrenceville Square, a little nice. Something to brighten their holidays. So like I said, donate to us. Let us know if you know a family in need that could use a night out on the town, and we will be happy to help make their Christmas bright.
That sounds lovely.
So I understand that you have a big expansion plan. Tell us a little about that.
We are on the verge of getting that done. It's a partnership between the city of Lawrenceville and George Gwinnett College and the Aurora Theater. And it'll be a $26 million expansion to our facility right next door, attached.
Wow.
That will include a new 500-seat theater.
Oh,
150-seat cabaret, flexible cabaret space that'll also occupy about 300 if they're seated traditionally. And that cabaret will open up, if everything goes right, and it will open up onto a courtyard. So we'll be able to have a variety of performances.
Wow.
But we'll be working much more closely with Georgia Gwinnett College and their cinema, media, arts production courses that they have now. It'll allow us a lot more flexibility in how we use the space, because we'll still have the two other theaters and they'll all be operating hopefully simultaneously. So instead of 850 events a year, you can look forward to
probably 1,600.
1,600. Wow.
Lord. Well, you asked the question.
There, he's going to need a bigger staff. A little expansion.
Little expansion.
Maybe little is not a word we should use in relation to Aurora.
Probably
everything
not.
Sounds like it's big.
Yeah, that's outstanding. All right.
Well, Anthony, make no small dreams.
No small dreams.
Since I'm in the holiday spirit, one last. Any spring 19 events we ought to be aware of?
Well, we're going to produce a new musical. I believe we open in March, entitled Men with Money. So the music is fantastic. The storyline is cute as can be. It'll be something our audiences have never seen before. It's brand new musical. So we got a hold of it. The creative team was just here for about a week workshopping with some cast members and getting it on its feet and ready. And now they're probably doing rewrites and figuring out new music and things we need to do. But we're excited about that one coming up in March.
That sounds great. Carol, you know what I love most about this segment on our show is if we did nothing else but educate this community about all the theaters and the improv shops, I mean, there is so much to do there. And they're all great. They all do wonderful contributions to our local culture. We're very fortunate.
Absolutely.
All right.
Never a dull moment here.
Nope. Well, we got to get back to turkey. So, Anthony, before I let you go, one more chance to tell us how to get information on all of these thousands of coming shows.
Well, you can go to our website, www.auroratheater.com, theater with an R-E, or you can call 678-226-6222, or check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We are there, and we're available, and we would love to see you this holiday season.
Outstanding. Anthony Rodriguez, co-founder and producing artistic director with Aurora Theater. As always, sir, happy holidays to you, and thanks for joining us.
Happy holidays, y'all. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Thanksgiving Day Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. We look forward to seeing you again right here, Black Friday. See you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360.
or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.